भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। The yoga it says yoga it's dealing with the mind. It's whether we are successful in our life or a failure, it's because of the mind. And we recognize a person based on the mind. As a small child, when we look at the small child, we see we call the child was so cute. We don't look at the child based on the mind. We look on the physical appearance. As the child grows up, and we say, this person is good or bad. It's not a nice person. I don't want to deal with that person. Because if we no longer identify a person based on the mind, body, we start identifying on the mind. How this person's mind is there. In the scripture also it says, mana eva karanam bandha moksha yoho. In the mind is the source. It's a source of bondage and liberation. If you want to succeed in your life, mind is responsible. If you are not successful in your life, again, mind is responsible. Look after your mind. Yoga is dealing with the mind. Last week I touched upon the various components of the mind, that five dimensions from it's a chitta vritti nirodha. I took upon that one, and from the various lazy mind, lethargy mind, muda mind, and kshipta mind, highly rajasic mind, highly selfish mind, and indecisive mind, vikshipta mind, and ekagra and nirodha, five components we touched upon. In the another dimension now, with the technology, advancement of technology, and corporates across the globe, they are pushing for the technology driven, that we want to gain the competitiveness over the competition. They say now it is the time for artificial intelligence. It's a cloud-based technology. We need to have cloud-based technology so that you can access the technology from anywhere, and artificial intelligence is the key for our survival. They're pushing for that one. With my phone, I should be able to control the security at home, or it's a refrigerator or television or whatever. It's in everything in my phone. It's a cloud-based technology. It's a secret behind our success, that corporates are pushing for that one. They are pushing for with the digitization. We have to improve the connectivity. You should be able to connect to anything, any instrument. With that drive for that one, we forgot how to connect within ourselves. We are so much putting our emphasis on connecting to the instruments, electronic gadgets, and we forgot to connect within. Last week in the media it was there, in Victoria, they want to have a mental health counselor even every school. They start seeing that even the small children are psychiatric people. They have the psychiatric problem right from the childhood. They want to have the mental health counselor in all schools across Victoria. That they see there's a mental issue even from the childhood. If you go to a public transport or railway station or bus stand, no one is looking up. Everyone's head is down. It's looking on the phone. It is called as a text neck problem. It's cervical spondylitis. It is increasing. And everyone's head is down. In my Facebook, I can make all the expressions to see I'm joy, happy or what, but direct, I can't express myself. I have lost how to deal with the connectivity has lost. It says, unless you connect within, I cannot connect with you. And the key to the future, you have to connect within. Otherwise, the depression problem right from childhood. Mental health is a big issue across in Australia, across the globe. If you do not address this problem, it's a drive for the technology, digitization, forgetting to connect within, and everyone will end up in a lunatic asylum. It's a yoga. Yoga emphasizes on that one. You have to connect within, connect within. You have to within, without connecting within. When you start connecting within, you can connect to others also. Digitization is a number, 0 and 1. We have to go, this life is not 0 and 1. Digitization says right or wrong, black or white. Life is much beyond that one, much more complex than black and white. If to deal with that one, you have to have a different set of mindset, and it's a different set of expertise is required. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Uddharet Atman Atmanam Na Atmanam Avasadayet. You have to raise your mind with your own effort. Nobody, however advanced is the technology, it won't help you elevate. You have to put in an effort to uplift yourself. Uddharet Atmana Atmanam Na Atmanam Avasadayet. Never allow the mind to go into depression. If the mind is going into depression, that nobody is responsible but yourself. You have to put an effort towards that one. And if you are uplift, if you are going down in your life, you are responsible. Do not blame others. Do not blame, because of that person, I am in depression. Do not put a blame on others. It's a take a responsibility. Responsibility on yourself and uplift your mind. And yoga talks about the 4 dimensions of yoga. Karma yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga, and jnana yoga. 4 yogas. These yogas, whatever these yogas, to succeed in any of these yogas, mind is important. If I do not have a uplifted mind, energized mind, charged up mind, I cannot function in the outer world. I cannot do the karma yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga, and jnana yoga. These 4 channels it talks about are the channels where I can channelize my energy through. The Bhagavad Gita talks about how you can channelize your energy so that you can reach your goal. And these yogas, that karma, bhakti, raja, jnana yoga, though appear to be physical, outer manifestation of our energy, behind that one, uplifted mind is required. Yoga says, look after your mind. Look after your mind. Indriyani parayahu indriyebhya parammanaha. Higher than the body is the mind. Look after the mind. And yoga is all about the looking after the mind. Bhagavad Gita text is a psychology text. It's a psychology text for the greatest psychologists also. Greatest psychiatrists also have to refer to Bhagavad Gita. It's a super psychology. It's a handbook for, it's a psychological text for the all the people who wants to uplift themselves. It's a so inspirational, motivational textbook, and everyone should reflect on that one and uplift themselves. So that karma, bhakti, raja, or jnana yoga, whatever yogas we are practicing, we can reach our destination. Lie down on your back.